Hello. It is a great pleasure and privilege to talk to you today, New Year's of AD 34. To begin, I want to wish you a Happy New Year. I am certain you will have a great New Year, and boy, do I have news for you. I want to make available to you the first accurate briefing I have had on Scientology organizations in several years. To begin with, as you may have heard, the church had some hard times a few years ago. For a very long while, as you know, I have not been connected with active management of the church or associated organizations. As a footnote to this, you probably know I did not found the church, I founded the subject. And that is what founder means when you see the title used. Organizations, including the church, were begun by groups of founding members who then requested my help. So if I continued in the demanding area of management, an 18-hour-a-day job in itself, I could not complete my researches and write them up for you. This omission, according to one and all, would have been fatal to leave the subject incomplete. So I retired from all management in order to devote my time to research and writing. Well, it took quite a while, I'm told, for the church to sort itself out. As you know, Scientology churches are very vast and influential global organizations, and there were people around whose claws itched to take them over and, in a perverted form, exploit them for their own profit. The hoped-for pattern was to knock the organizations apart and then take them over. So certain people infiltrated the legal department, the old guardian office, and set it up to lose left and right and get people in trouble. They also infiltrated top management. Being off lines, I was not involved with any of this, as even the government agreed. This conflict is quite a dramatic story. At last, a small hardcore group of founding members, devoted on-policy, in-tech Scientologists, who suddenly understood what was happening, used their power as trustees and, just as it looked like the churches were finished and about to fall into hostile hands, they suddenly isolated the infiltrators and threw them out. You possibly read about that in the press, the first time in history the media was accurate. The only way any such power-crazy people can ever take over such organizations is to discredit management. Now here is the grim joke. The very people who were managing kept saying how awful church management was. And they were talking about themselves. And after they were ousted, they followed the same line, still hoping to grab the churches. The new executives who took over inherited a pretty sorry mess. Every false suit had been handled to lose. Good execs had been lost to orgs. Tech had been corrupted. Lines had been shattered. But these new executives were hard-nosed on policy and tech high-case-level Scientologists, and they rolled up their sleeves and went to work. Their job was to rebuild global Scientology in every division and sector, get it back on policy and in tech. And they had to do it in the teeth of the carping criticism of those rats who had been involved in the earlier power push and who were now outside, still hoping to grab the pieces and corrupt them for their own greed and your detriment. But these new executives did not quail, and they got the show on the road again. In Red 352, issued in December, I gave you an inkling of this. I had just been briefed for the first time on what had been going on in the current scene. And I had not only been given facts and stats, but it had checked by unbiased observers all the figures and reports. If you read LRH Ed 352, it probably seemed incredible. So here I am with all the proof that 352 was, every word of it, total truth. Now the reason I can give you such accurate data lies in the new organization called INCOM, the International Network of Computer Organized Management. A very bright spot in 1983 was the introduction of computers into management. Nearly 100 Sea Org members are currently working on this very special project under the direction of some veteran Sea Org officers who are highly trained in both Scientology administration and computer technology. Right now, A network of some of the most advanced computers on the planet are being used by management to track the progress of orgs and Scientology activities around the world. Top-level Scientology management personnel now have computer access to over 6 million statistics. They can ask for any stat graph of any org for any time period and have it displayed instantly. INCOM polices and cross-checks all stats and finds instantly any false stats and corrects its source. No one can say he is doing better than he is doing without colliding with INCOM computers. Only computers could handle such vast amounts of statistical data with the speed required. The effects of computers will soon be felt directly at org level as well, with the new computerized routing forms. These are being piloted right now and will soon be released, and computers will be helping staff and public to ensure that particles flow fast through org lines and increase the speed of delivery. Just wait until some DFT gets a message from the computer about Johnny Jones being too long in his course. And staff will soon be receiving completely revised and updated computerized weekly report forms and will know that their data is being assessed with lightning speed by managers and evaluators who view it on computers, which are programmed on policy to help everyone keep Scientology working. What I will be doing here is reading the displays and printouts of fully verified INCOM computers. As you may know, a long time ago I made a free gift of all trademarks of Dianetics and Scientology to an independent nonprofit corporation. This was the Religious Technology Center. I no longer own these marks, and RTC controls the licensing and use of all trademarks. And here is how it is keeping Scientology working. Okay, operator. Please light it up to RTC summary.
It'll be our pleasure. Lighting up to Comparative Statistical Verification Summary of RTC.
Thank you. Religious Technology Center major wins. Over the past year, the Religious Technology Center, RTC, has made great strides in protecting and ensuring the good usage of the trademarks of Dianetics and Scientology to get more people moving up the bridge and to ensure that keeping Scientology working is kept in internationally. Trademark protection. There are currently 885 officially registered trademarks internationally, which is an increase of 35% in this area this year. RTC also licenses SMI missions, WISE members, and field auditors as part of iHelp so that they can use the trademarks of Dianetics and Scientology. This year, there have been 981 licenses signed with RTC by members of the above groups, which is an increase of 100-1. Wins against squirrels. RTC has also been the major driving force behind handling squirrel groups internationally, so that Scientologists are protected against those who deal in shoddy substitutes for their own personal gain. RTC recently obtained in federal court in San Diego, California, USA, a preliminary injunction against a squirrel who is the president of CADA, California Association of Dianetic Auditors, and was infringing on the trademarks of the church and illegally copying Scientology materials. The preliminary injunction bars this squirrel from infringing on our marks or illegally copying our materials and effectively shuts him down. This is the first legal precedent won in the courts against squirrels based squarely on trademark law. In Perth, Australia, the local org was under a concerted legal and black PR attack by local squirrels. The org had had its accounts frozen and was under legal attack by the squirrels there. This attack was defeated due to the efforts of RTC missionaries who arrived on the scene and handled the legal attack and turned the whole scene around in less than a week, and now it is the squirrels who are being sued for spreading malicious falsehoods against the church and are on the defensive. A second mission was sent to Perth, which handled many members of the squirrel group with standard ethics and justice, and now the group is next to nothing. RTC currently has a number of missions out in 16 locations all over the world, which are directly handling squirrel groups to get them handled and closed down. Since September of this year, 5 squirrel groups have been disbanded completely and 11 squirrel groups have been prevented from forming. Through the efforts of these missions, using standard ethics and justice procedures, approximately 750 people have been salvaged who had gone into the adverse effect of squirrels and are now back on the road to freedom. Recent surveys have been done on public, and one of the main things that they are interested in is ensuring that the squirrels get handled and off the lines. RTC is the organization that is effectively doing this. The response to RTC's handling of the squirrels has been excellent. The public detests them. Standard Tech. RTC has a corps of highly trained technical inspectors who are there to ensure that cases are being run on Standard Tech. They provide such services as folder reviews and programming, blub catch handlings, and video critiques of auditors and their TRs in order to improve the tech internationally. The number of technical misapplications found and handled by this tech unit has climbed from a range of 20 per week to almost 200 per week, which is an increase of 10x. This has had the obvious result of increasing the standardness of tech internationally. The RTC tech unit also has a corps of roving technical inspectors that tour the orgs, correcting technical misapplications on the spot to ensure that Scientologists are receiving standard tech. These tours are being very successful, and the wins and successes from these tours are incredible, and the staff and public are happy that their tech has been corrected. RTC is promoting their services internationally and is getting the reputation of being the place to get your case run on standard tech when all else fails. Auditors and CSs know that they can call on RTC to correct their tech whenever necessary, and they will be standardly corrected. As mentioned earlier, there were people around whose claws itched to take over Scientology and in a perverted form exploit it for their own profit and your detriment. Certain people infiltrated the legal department, the old GO, and set it up to lose left and right and get people in trouble. The same small hardcore group of founding members that reorganized and put together the on-policy in-tech Scientology organizations also put together an on-policy in-ethics legal department, which has been winning in the legal field internationally since that time. Now, here are the facts of the major legal wins for 1983. Operator, please give us the summary.
Comparative statistical summary of legal wins 1983. Here you are, sir.
International. A full reorganization of corporate status of all Scientology churches and corporations was successfully concluded a year ago and is now in full effect with all corporate function status and boundaries legally and completely in force. This legally blocks and prevents further takeovers, attacks, false suits, and power pushes. United Kingdom. Based on first policy, maintain friendly relations with the environment and the public, an open-door policy was initiated in UK. Throughout the year, 500-plus VIPs visited St. Hill Manor to tour and speak with church staff. This resulted in a surge of public recognition of Scientology, thus giving us PR area control in East Grinstead in England for the first time since LRH was at St. Hill in the 1960s. The above was followed by the Inland Revenue agreeing to drop all the UK tax assessments on LRH and substantially reduce the church assessments from $5 million to $140,000 for the years 59 to 77, while further handling is ongoing to reduce this figure to nil. The UK ad ban, which had been in place since the 1960s and had stopped all major media advertisements of Scientology and Dianetics, was fully handled with letters of endorsement of church ads received from the highest government and private advertising authorities, Code on Advertising Practices Board, and Newspaper Publishers Association. This win represents the handling of 30 years of interference with the church dissemination lines in UK. For years, the UK church has been in litigation with various agencies of the UK government. As an indicator of the recent PR area control established and the complete loss for the enemy, 1983 saw the end of all litigation in the UK. a situation which has not existed for over 16 years. In place of the unfounded press of the 1960s and 70s, we now enjoy favorable commentary for the church by the media in the UK. Australia. On the 27th of October, 1983, the highest court in Australia, in a unanimous 5-0 decision, declared Scientology to be a valid and bona fide religion. This officially puts to rest the black propaganda machine that has churned out false reports into the country for the last 22 years. This win also establishes Scientology as a tax-exempt organization and the return of $100,000 to the church in costs and paid taxes. USA. In the largest suit against the U.S. government filed by the church, a U.S. federal magistrate categorically stated, quote, "It is this magistrate's view that the Church of Scientology must be treated the same as any established religion or denominational sect within the United States, Catholic, Protestant, or other," unquote. A federal court in Los Angeles also ruled the Church of Scientology to be a bona fide religion this year. A Massachusetts appeal court justice found Scientology to be a bona fide religion and instructed the lower court to watch their step in adjudicating claims involving the church to ensure the First Amendment rights are not trampled on. The FBI was ordered to pay the church $8,358.87 in sanctions. This was the largest sanctions award against the FBI that the church attorneys have ever heard of. Overall, the church has been awarded approximately $200,000 internationally by courts in 1983, the highest ever. Further, another $203,900,000 in potential legal liabilities against the church have been wiped out by the courts around the world. One group of squirrels was censured by an Australian court for spreading malicious falsehoods uttered against the church. Another group was ordered to cease and desist from using the trademarks of Scientology in the United States. In this landmark decision, a federal court judge upheld the integrity of the Scientology trademarks and forbade the unauthorized use of them by squirrels. South Africa. As in the UK, the South African Press Union lifted its blanket ban on Scientology and Dianetics ads. Just as in the UK, this ban had been in place for many years. Italy. During 1983, the Italian All Clear Unit handled 33 separate legal threats against the church in Italy. This represents the tail end and mopping up of all of the threats in Italy. Since these threats were handled and the implementation of successful PR actions, Italy has experienced a resurgence in awards for achievements for humanitarian work and favorable recognition in the media for the church. All right, operator, please give us any expansion data.
Comparative statistical verification of International Scientology major wins and expansion. Here you are, sir.
Building orgs. Since the issuance of LRH Birthday Game of 1983-1984, LRH Ed 339R Revision for the Birthday Game of 1982-1983, orgs have been racing each other in a game to become the size of Old St. Hill. The stats reflect this expansion. International value of services for Class 4 orgs is nearly double what it was at the start of this year and has increased to a highest ever. Class 4 org GI has doubled since 1979. Gross books sold is double its 1980-81 range. Public are responding to the push on training and student points are highest ever, which is an increase of 62% from January 82. Money paid for training taken shows this, too, and has increased 75%.
You didn't read a line there. It says, "This also particularly is attributable to the release of the LRH film TR-0-4 and the professional TRs course."
Pro-TR cassettes, manufactured by Gold, are now available for public and mandatory for pro-TR students. These are the LRH Model TR tapes. These, along with the film, put source there for TRs, and there have been many new TR course starts.
Sir, you left out another one. The grade chart streamlines the route up the bridge and is already spreading like wildfire with VGIs.
Since the beginning of this year, 52,056 public have started on major services in Class 4 orgs. This is at a current average of approximately 1,300 a week, compared to 700 a week in mid-81, nearly double. Success stories have increased as well, showing the wins by public PCs. It is ranging at 6,000 a week in PT compared to 4,000 a week at the start of the year, which is a 66% increase. During the 1980-1981 period, 149,818 new people got onto the bridge, starting Scientology or Dianetic services. During 1981-1982, this increased to 227,028, and this is double this year, with 417,311. Division 6s have expanded and are servicing their public in increasing volume. There are 9,000 public getting services every week in Class 4 orgs. This is 2,500 more PCs a week than a year ago. There are 14,000 new Scientologists coming into the org Division 6s every week. This is nearly triple over the start of 1982, which was 5,300 average public into the orgs per week. Every week, 4,500 public complete a free intro service in Division 6. 2 years ago, at the start of 82, the average was 2,000. This is an increase of 200%. Sea Org Orgs. Gross income for all Sea Org Orgs has had a 60% increase from the end of 1981. Gross books sold has more than doubled since the start of the year. Services are being delivered in increasing volume, with VSD a 60% increase and affluence trending. The release of the newly revised OT3 check sheet is just occurring, and a cassette lecture of RJ67 has been manufactured by Gold and is available. Well-done auditing hours range over 4,500, which is an increase in range from last year's 3,000 average, a 50% increase. Flag Land Base. Volume auditing is being delivered to FCCIs. At the start of 1982, the well-done auditing hours were in a 1,500 range, and now they are at 3,000. They have doubled their delivery since last year. The value of services delivered is double early 1982. This year, the Flag Service Org purchased and opened an additional training building right across the street from the FH. It is the Old Elks Club and houses all course rooms. Student completions are at 80 a week, also doubled over their late 1980 range of 40. Student points are at 1.2 million, a 140% increase over 500,000 early 1982. There are now over 650 public auditing on solo knots in their own home. 2 years ago, the solo knots WDAH were 200 a week, and they are now at 2,049, a 10x increase. This year, 8,273 public have paid and started on services at the Flag Service Org, compared to 6,850 last year. The Flag Land Base Estates Org has launched a full-blown restoration project to fully restore the Fort Harrison and Sandcastle hotels to their original form and to improve upon the service facilities to better service to Flag public. New organizations and missions. Number of orgs now operating. Total service orgs. In 1966, there were 27. In 1968, there were 42. In 1978, there were 71. Now there are 144. 6 new orgs made so far this year. Zurich, Switzerland. Hamburg, Germany. Guadalajara, Mexico. Orange County, California. Celebrity Center, New York. And AOSH Anzo. The first AOSH opened in 14 years. Other orgs opened this year, Pubs LATAM and International Training School. While the current orgs and missions are expanding, new orgs and missions are being made to handle the increasing demand for Scientology over the world. Just this year, all Celebrity Center orgs were formed together to make a network in their own right, with Celebrity Centers in Los Angeles, Paris, Toronto, Montreal, Zurich, Las Vegas, and New York. They have now formed a network of orgs and missions, all with a common purpose of catering to Scientology celebrity public. The Celebrity Center missions have become forming orgs, and Celebrity Center New York became a Class 4 org, delivering all Class 4 services. This year, management opened up an international training org with the product of execs who are totally on source and can create prosperous, expanding orgs by applying policy exactly and will do so. Orgs all over the world are sending in staff for training to make them into top-notch executives. A new publications org has also been opened to provide Latin America with publications. This is the first fully-fledged pubs org to open up in over 14 years. Since the 1st of January 1983, 53 new Scientology missions have opened up across the planet, making a total of 168 missions. This brings the total of Scientology organizations, missions, and groups in city offices to over 600 today. PR. Additionally, things continue well in East Grinstead, Sussex, the original SH, with the opening of the first Dianetic Information Center. The mayor came out to cut the ribbon for their opening day.
Ron, you omitted to read that in 1983, more days, weeks, and months of the year were named after you than ever before. LRH was awarded plaques, citations, proclamations, trophies, or citizenship from cities such as Burbank, California, Sacramento, Chico, California, Los Angeles, St. Louis, Austin, Texas, Hialeah Gardens, Florida, whose mayor is an OT3, Buffalo, New York, Riverside, California, Gratis, Ohio, Petrolio, Italy, Brescia, Italy.
International delivery covers all sectors. The total number of staff has increased. In January of 1983, total staff was 7,199. This decreased in mid-year to 6,846, but has gone back up to 7,576 in PT. This is an increase of 730 staff in 6 months, which is an increase of 10%. The GI divided by staff is $417 over the December 1982 figure of $274. Thus, staff efficiency has increased by 52% since December of 1982. Gross book sales internationally has increased by 71% since the beginning of 1983. Value of services delivered for all sectors increased 25% since the beginning of the year. The international bodies in the shop is 14,475, which is up 7,352 over December of 1982, which was 7,123, and is double in volume. The number of FSM commissions paid increased to 1,566. It was 1,012 in December of 82, which is an increase of 554 and a 55% rise.